With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Trump administration will release about $3 billion in assistance to U.S. farmers despite the government shutdown, administration officials said. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is also planning to resume operations this week at the Farm Service Agency, which runs financial assistance and loan programs for farmers, that coming from a USDA spokesperson. Many of the agency's operations were shuttered due to the government shutdown. President Trump told the department to give out the $3 billion in aid by tapping a fund that was used in his first term to aid farmers, officials said. President Trump is committed to supporting America's farmers and ranchers, and this action will release billions in assistance for farmers that Democrats in Congress have held up for over 20 days, the USDA spokesperson said. Many farmers have faced pressure in recent months as China has cut off soybean purchases amid a trade war with the U.S. For the past year, the drumbeat across cattle country has been lower herd numbers, market fluctuations, and rising input costs. Total beef supply tightened by 3%. Beef retail prices climbed to an average of $8 per pound. Yet consumer demand for beef surged to a 40-year high. Despite the challenges, certified Angus beef sales reached 1.2 billion pounds globally, making it one of the brand's strongest years in history. The brand's success this year is the direct result of the hard work and innovation across our entire beef community, says John Sticka, the CAB president. It's their intentional efforts to win with certified Angus beef year in and year out that have allowed this brand to thrive for over 47 years. This year marks the brand's third best year, with a record-setting month in November and the brand's all-time best sales month in March. April and May followed with strength heading into grilling season, landing in the brand's top 10 for monthly sales. More than 700 Hereford breeders from 20 countries have gathered in Kansas City for the World Hereford Conference, which started on Wednesday. This event, which occurs in conjunction with the annual American Hereford Association annual meeting and educational symposium, comes at a time of increasing demand for Hereford genetics, that coming from Jack Ward, AHA Executive Vice President. Especially here in the United States, more commercial cow-calf producers are incorporating Hereford genetics into their herds for the breed's proven inherent genetic advantages, which include fertility, docility, longevity, and feed efficiency. The World Hereford Conference takes place every 4 years when delegates of the World Hereford Council meet to conduct official business aimed at breed improvement and opportunity development. And it's a time for Hereford breeders from around the world to network and learn from one another. The event runs through this weekend. The American Petroleum Institute on Tuesday urged congressional leadership to adopt a more balanced and up-to-date approach to E15 legislation, warning the current proposal no longer reflects today's fuel market realities. In a letter to Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, API President and CEO Mike Summers said sweeping changes to federal biofuel policy, state volatility mandates, and market conditions have upended the fuels landscape, prompting API to oppose the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act of 2025 in its current form. The letter details how recent changes to federal tax rules, EPA decisions, and state-level policy reversals have imposed new costs on refiners and disrupted the fuels marketplace. Summers urged lawmakers to pursue a holistic and balanced approach to E15 that supports consumer choice while maintaining reliable, affordable fuel supply. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.